Remember me?
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. أحمد الله رب العالمين حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبارك اللهم على سيدنا وعلى حبيبنا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم أما بعد، إن شاء الله we carry on with our story with سيدنا موسى عليه السلام. And we stopped yesterday.
Prince Musa,
mashallah. Yeah, he's a prince now, isn't it? He's a prince, Musa, mashallah. He can have his own God. He will. So, what happened yesterday is he's been picked up from the water, and we know also that his mother, basically he come back to his mother, and this is what Allah promised Yukabid. And we need to start to know this name, you know. As soon as you hear the mother of Musa, you know it's Yukabid. That's why I keep mentioning the name. That's why I keep saying Yukabid, because Yukabid in Hebrew, it means the proud in the Hebrew language. So he come back to her, and she was happy. And she threw him in the water 7-6 o'clock in the morning. She come back 4 o'clock afternoon. And a promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla has been made. Or half of it so far has been made. Because إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ will come later, inshallah, in the story. So, she breastfeed him. He's calmed down. She's been hired. She's going to have a salary contract for 2 years to breastfeed her own son, but nobody has known that. Sayyida Asiya, Pharaoh's wife, she's happy about it. And seeing this looks like settled. But we need to know who Musa, what he's facing. He's a little baby yet. But you need to know this guy, Musa alayhi salam, he will face, let me just put it in a real life. He's up against the military. He's up against the Home Office, take it this way. He's up against an entire dictator guy called Pharaoh or Ramses. And that guy is absolutely the worst of the worst. Don't tell me Hitler. Don't tell me whoever bad guy in history. He kills 1,000 baby in a month. And soon he will kill 10,000 magician in one day. But it's coming later. 10,000 in a blink of an eye. Because he has no problem with that. So Moses facing that guy by himself. He's facing also Haman, the chief of the army. He's facing Qarun with the money. He's facing the magician, is the media back at this time, yeah? The media. If there's a Facebook or Twitter, who will be facing that as well is the media, is the magicians, who is doing everything. So he's up against. And he's still a little baby. He has no idea what's going to happen to him. So, as we mentioned about 3 days ago, the story is in 4 levels. Remember when I say that 4 levels, 4 countries? The 4 so far we're still in Egypt. And the 4 levels, let's take it this way. 2 of them, preparation. has to be prepared. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَى عَيْنِي. You see? Gonna be brought up in them. Allah told him that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَى عَيْنِي. You will be brought up under my eyes, Ya Musa. So the two levels of preparation will be, one of them will be in Egypt. The second will be in Madian. And where is Madian?
Jordan.
Jordan, mashallah. So the first one is in Egypt. He's going to be 30 years. So let's take the four level first. The first one, from the day he born to up to 30 years. After that, he's going to be kicked out for 10 years in Madian. After that, he will come back to Egypt for 15 years to face Pharaoh. After that, for another 10 or 15 years, to take Bani Israel out of Egypt, and he's going to build a new ummah of Bani Israel. This is the entire life of Sayyidina Musa, 75 years. So far, we're between the day he born and 30 years. And those very important 30 years in his life. Because those 30 years, he's going to build a leader. He's the one who's going to literally build a new ummah from Bani Israel, because he absolutely destroyed the slaves. And he need to build them, to build the free man. He need to build the people who can actually worship Allah and Allah and only, no one else, not a cow. You know what I mean? So it needs a really big effort from this guy to do that. And that's why his character need to be built in the 30 years. So far, he's just a baby. And he's in Pharaoh's Bell, and he got a title, and we know he's Prince Musa now. He's a prince. And day after day after day, every time, his real mother go to the palace three times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening, to breastfeed him up to 2 years. And then he grew up. And also, you need to know, in the 40 years, he absorbed the two calatras. Two calatras came between the Pharaoh and the palace, and the second calatra is from the poor people from Bani Israel. This is when you build a character. He know how to take it this way, how to eat with a knife and fork and sit on the table. And at the same time, he learned from Bani Israel to sit in the floor and use his hand and eat it. It's two different calatras. That's how, this is how he been built. That's why Allah say, وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَى عَيْنِي. You will be made, you will be brought up under my eyes, Ya Musa. So he have to have this both character in him. And he can understand why those are so poor and why they're so rich. And so far he knows, Pharaoh's my father, Asya, his wife, is my mother, and her daughter is my sister. That's all what he knows. Up to 5 years, 6 years. And time comes for Sayyida Asya, Pharaoh's wife, to tell him the truth. But what truth? She doesn't know herself, does she? She only knows like he's someone being found in the water, does she? So she told him, Ya Musa, you know our son. And this is another thing to be added to his character, the shock. Like, you know our son, we actually found you in the water. Even your name. Did you ever think about your name, Musa? Your name is mean the big duff from the water. So, like, and even the incidents itself, many people have witnessed it. Like when he been found in the water, like lots of guards seen it. The ladies will come to breastfeed him. They were a lot, so they can't hide it anymore. Maybe when he's a baby, you can hide it, but when he's 5, 6, 7, you have to tell him the truth. Yeah, Musa, you know our son. We found you in the water. We don't even know who is your father, who is your mother. And he was like, okay, what can he do? He have no idea. And then Sayyida Asya, she agreed for him to go and visit the lady she breastfeed him. Remember Sayyida Halima al-Sa'diyya? Who knows Sayyida Halima? The one she breastfeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to go and visit her. It's quite similar. And he was doing the same. Sayyida Asya will allow Musa to go and visit the lady she breastfeed him. In where? In Bani Israel. In different, completely far, 20 miles away or something. And he used to go. And he used to feel sorry for them. Like, why you have nothing? Like, no food, no... Like, he come from a palace. And he go to a little cave. But he just, because he loved this lady, you know, she breastfeed him. She saved his life, according to the story. But the mother hasn't told him yet. He's too young to be told. He will go and tell. If he's a little boy, if you go to him, I'm your mother, he will straight away go to Pharaoh, and he's still in danger. He could be killed. Because the incident is still happening. Pharaoh is still looking for the boy. He doesn't know the boy is actually run at the moment. He's spending money on him to teach him. He doesn't know that yet, does he? So, days after days, months after months, year after year, Yochabed, his mother, waited for the right time. And she will start to tell him a story about Banu Israel. She told him about a great guy from Bani Israel who saved Egypt. She look the story she picked up for him to teach him. She told him once there was a great guy who saved Egypt from starvation. Egypt was about to die for no food and no water. And that guy who was from us, from Bani Israel, who saved Egypt, and he take off all and to take Egypt out of that starvation. And you know who is that guy? Yusuf, alayhi salam, mashallah. She's trying to fish his mind. Like, we're not bad, we're not a slave. We just look a slave now, but we're actually not a slave. And day after day after day after day, until come to the right time and the right age for him to have responsibility on that secret. And then she told him, "Come here, Musa. I am your mother." And I stood quite a lot of time in front of this minute. Like, his side going to be upside down. His life going to be upside down. Like, things completely changed. You know, "I am your mother. I am the one who throw you in the water. I am the one trying to protect you. And I listened to Allah's promise. And I put you in a basket and I throw you. Did your mother, Asya, told you what your name means?" "Say, yes, she does." "Say, did she told you where did she found you?" "Say, yeah, in a basket in the water." "Say, I'm the one who throw you there. Because Pharaoh was after you." "Say, Pharaoh, my dad?" "Say, yes, your dad. Or the one who adopted you afterwards. But Asya, his wife, protected you and she never let you to get killed. But I'm telling you the truth now. This is your father. This guy, Harun, is your brother. This lady is Maryam, is your sister, and I'm your mother. And those are your people." And silence. Like, what would you do? Like, would you live this life? Like, look at now, the decision is going to be made very soon. It's completely life a change. From a palace, from the wells, from the guard, it's a prince, Musa, he have his horse, he have his, like, everything he needs, and all of a sudden, if he chose those people, he have nothing, and he's going to get killed. It's not just that. It's not just going to leave him and go and live there. No. Are you the one who's been looking after for years, and they've killed 1,000 people to come after you? So what would you do? What's the decision you're going to take? And then his mother, after she told him, he said, "Okay, I'm going to stay with you, mom." Said, "No, you can't. You have to go back to the palace." "Not yet. You're too young. You have to go and you have to learn and you have to be educated properly for the future. If you stayed with us here, no education for you. No place for you here. You're a prince, Musa. You need to go and carry on until you're strong enough and come back." And Sayyidina Musa, by the way, he was very strong. He was a big guy. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him in Isra, he used to say, "I used to look him like that." The Prophet used to look to Musa. He was a big guy, black big guy with a curly hair and very muscular. Mashallah, he was very, very strong. In Madian, he moves the stone by himself to the two girls. We'll come to this soon. You know, he's very strong. So he listened. He go back to the palace, and after he went to the palace, but he's the thoughts in his mind, "What can I do? I'm eating with this guy who's supposed to be my father every day in the table, but he's actually the one who's after me. He wanted trying to kill me. He tried 1,000 kids before me. So what I'm supposed to do?" And here's the decision you're going to make. Till one day, let's say age of 16 maybe, 17, I'm not sure. One day, he take a decision. Our life is decisions, brothers and sisters. Our life is all decisions. Wallahi, today, if you only know how to make a decision in your life, that would be enough. Because our life, all the time, right or wrong, up and down, this is our life. He make a decision. He said, that's it. And I'm not saying, it's the Quran who said, "Lan akuna zahiran lil mujrimin." I'm not going to stay with the palace anymore. That place is mine. Those people are mine. This cave is my family. I'm not going to the palace anymore. I'm going to stay here. And that decision going to turn the entire life upside down for him, and it's going to have massive consequences in the future. It's not just a word he's going to say. And he started to move Musa alayhi salam. He started to move in the village. He started to make friends. And he started to talk to the people and say, we need to change the reality. We're not slaves. We're not being bought slaves. Our great-grandfather Yusuf alayhi salam, who actually used to be the king of this country. So why we ended up being a slave? And he started to talk to the people. But you know what? People were saying, sorry Musa, in the end of the day, you're the prince. You're going to go back to the palace and we stay here. And this is what happened in our life. When you made a decision, Allah will put your decision on test. And this is what happened to him. He being put on the test. Would he actually going to insist in his decision or think it's going to change? Let's go in Ayat 15 in Surah Al-Qasas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Here is the test. This is the test in Surah Al-Qasas. He came to the town one day secretly, and every word is muttered in this ayah. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. He came to the town of Bani Israel secretly. Why? When you read this ayah, say, he came to the town to Bani Israel secretly. Why would he come secretly? Here's the Prince Musa. You know what I mean? Why would he come secretly? That means he come without even telling Asya and Pharaoh, does he? Otherwise, we won't be secret, would it? Otherwise, the Quran would say he come in secret. Because if not, he would come in the Prince Musa, in his horse and his guard. But وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ. I'm going to finish that soon because of the salah, inshaAllah. So here is the test. He found two people fighting. هَذَا مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. One from Shi'ati, and the Quran says Shi'ati, it means they got some follower, yeah? Look, the Quran is saying Surah Ta, he has some people who are supporting him, and some people listen to him. And هذا من عدوه. عدوه, it means his enemy. So the Quran saying now, Pharaoh became his enemy, and Musa, he's become to have a follower. So read this ayah in Surah Qasas, it's beautiful, it's very amazing, wallahi. And then those follower. And this is a test now. What he gonna do? He's gonna go with his Shia, with his follower, or he's gonna go with the guy who from Pharaoh's? Here is a test. What he's gonna do? Because he's keep talking to them, say we're not slaves. We've not never been slaves. Inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow, because it's really I'm trying to squeeze it as much as I can, but it's not easy. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll see what will Musa alayhi salam will do. Would he gonna go with his followers, or he's gonna go with Pharaoh and the soldier? أن إن شاء الله والكرة تمر وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.